Hello and welcome to Bears Wire, your one-stop shop for all things Chicago Bears on the USA Today Sports Network. I'm Lauren Cox and I'm here with Philatotian, and today we have a very special guest with us, Chicago Bears running back Kadeem Carey. Kadeem, thanks so much for coming on with us. Well, one of those veterans that seems to always know exactly what he was doing, well, was Antoine Roll, who, after being released earlier this offseason, had some harsh words about the Soldier Field turf, which I suppose everyone outside of Chicago has had harsh words about, but Roll took it a step further and said that the rest of the Bears' facilities were the worst that he's ever seen in his career. Now, how do you feel about the Hallis Hall Field and the quality of the amenities for the players? And as a running back, are you ever concerned about making cuts on the field? And how do the rest of the facilities compare to, say, what you had at Arizona, since this is the only NFL team you've ever been on?
Like you said, I was only on one team, have nothing to compare it to. But I think the grass is just different. I mean, the Chicago grass is different, grows different than Arizona. Arizona, we don't grow no grass. You know, it's turf that we play on type of grass. We don't get grass. We have rocks. So I have no problem. I feel like it's going to make me better. I remember the first couple practices, I was slipping a lot just with regular cleats. I felt like it made me better. It was like, okay, Kadeem, you need to have soft feet. So, you know, I focused on me having soft feet and making cuts a lot softer, not as hard. So I feel like it makes me a better back. And I don't blame it on the field. It's just like when I go play somewhere else in Tampa or, you know, Indianapolis, you can't blame the field of being bad or anything. Why didn't you break 100 yards right this game? Oh, because the grass was messed up. No, you can't say that. You just got to adjust. So as a running back, I feel like whatever circumstances it comes, like the field, I feel like it made me a better back and gave me softer feet. So I have no problems with the facility. I feel like it makes a lot of people good. Don't get me wrong. The older cats like Forte said, you might want to get detachable so you can, you know, plant the feet in the grass a little bit better. And, hey, every game I got detachables when we play at the Bears Stadium because it just gives you better traction.
Well, and here's the difference between a young, humble Kadeem Carey and a veteran, disgruntled Antrell Roll. And I know you wouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it for you. Antrell Roll is making excuses about, oh, the turf is bad, so that's why I got injured, and I didn't like the facility, so that's why I struggled. But Kadeem Carey, on the other hand, he sits here and he says, oh, this isn't an obstacle. This is an opportunity for me to make myself better. Instead of complaining about, oh, I kept slipping on the surface as a rookie and that's why I didn't get as much playing time. Instead, it's, oh, I have to learn to have softer feet and I'm going to be a better running back because of it. That stands out to me as the type of person that you are, compared to someone like Roll, who, right after being cut, happens to say some bad things about the team that just let him go. To me, that just speaks so much to your character, and a little bit to his, too.
I hear you.
No comment, huh?
Well, to be honest, this year I decided to keep a slip count at Soldier Field, and I'm not talking about slips in average situation. I'm talking critical slips, and it was up to 62 slips in critical situations. So therefore, as a former coach and player myself, I feel it is a necessity to put down that next turf and get the field properly, you know, ready for every game. And so Kadeem Carey can show his true self and Leonard Floyd can use that extra quickness to his advantage right out the gate. But, you know, that's a talk for another day. I just thought, Let's get the slip count in there, because Kadeem, you're playing on it, and it does give the running back an advantage when they're acclimated to the field. You can use it to your advantage. So great point by Kadeem, and a solid nugget.
Now, I hear you. I mean, we're used to this grass now. We can use it as home field advantage.
There you go.
People come out here thinking it's normal grass and go ahead and start slipping around. And that's what you see a lot, the whole game. A lot of people just slipping, but we're just used to it. We got our detachables in. We're ready to rumble.
Now, you played at Arizona, and Will Sutton played at Arizona State. Do you guys ever get into it during game week and the Desert Swarm swinging back and forth lately? Are you guys fired up with one another?
Oh, we get fired up. I mean, me and him became literally best friends on the team, and him, my wife, and his, you know, his fiance, they get into it too. We make our good little bets on the game with Arizona and ASU. He has to wear an Arizona shirt, my Arizona shirt, knowing he can't fit my shirt. So I made him wear it one time, and it was pretty funny. I mean, it was real tight on his back, and his arms was really squeezed in on my shirt. But he was wearing his Arizona shirt. If you go on my Instagram, it shows him wearing my shirt, and it was absolutely hilarious when we beat him the following year. But then he returned the favor, us losing this year. He made me do some pretty bad stuff with ASU stuff, so I'm not going to get into that. But me and him became real good friends, and, you know, we root for each other. And Arizona and ASU, we love seeing that game. We even sit down and watch it together.
Did he stretch out that shirt pretty good? I mean, have you been able to wear it since, or is it pretty much ruined?
Oh, man, he stretched that thing out. You know, I don't even wear it no more. You know, I just put it up for when we about to play him again and we beat him again, he's going to wear that same exact shirt. It has a 25 on the back and says carry. So he's looking forward to wearing that again.
Well, Kadeem, we've kept you on. You've said it all, as Howard Stern would say. You brought it to a new level for us. You really brought it to the table. You got a great personality. I really believe that this is your year. I know me and Lauren talk all the time, and this is exciting for us. You know, you got the heart, exactly what Fox said. Take this by the storm. Yeah. Don't let anybody tell you anything. There's so many haters. If you aren't, you don't have any haters, you're not doing it right. And this interview is something prideful, and it's absolutely awesome. Thank you so much for coming on.
And I do thank you guys, because I felt like I've been holding this in for, you know, quite a while. I have not had nobody to, you know, reach out to and, you know, say, hey, hello, I'm here. I mean,
exactly.
I'm not, you know, just a sideline bench player. I'm here to make some noise. I'm not here just to be an NFL type of guy. So I thank you guys for, you know, giving me this opportunity. I truly do.
Well, Phil said thank you in pretty much every way possible. So there's not a lot I can add, but I just want to echo all that he said. I really appreciate you coming on with us. It was really a great time, and we'll have to do it again sometime for sure.
Appreciate it. Thank you guys, and can't wait to see you guys. Take care.
Absolutely. Take care.